يب أنا اسمي تشارلز مينك وأنا المناسق لبرنامج Project
Go. That's Charles Mink, a master's candidate in the University of Arizona School of Middle Eastern and North African Studies. The Iraq War veteran is coordinator of Project Go, a new program on campus designed to improve the Arabic language and cultural skills of ROTC students. Mink says the tools students acquire through the program will be essential to them if and when they're deployed to the Middle East.
You're struck by the different sound and script of the language. It is nothing that you're used to as a native English speaker. Now, but people will ask, oh, is it hard? I don't believe that it's a hard language. It's just very different from what a native English speaker is used to.
Mink says the Arabic training he received before deploying overseas was the key reason he was able to communicate effectively with the people he interrogated in Iraq.
I thought that I could get a much more accurate read on somebody by knowing the language. So for an intelligence job, I don't think it could be done, frankly, without the language. It can certainly can't be done as effectively.
What is the most beautiful picture that I have?
That you have, exactly.
Oh, that
13 students are enrolled in the program, and they're required to take an Arabic course. They receive extra help outside of class through weekly one-on-one tutoring and language partner sessions. Caitlin Harrell is one of Project Go's pupils. She's a sophomore Army ROTC cadet studying political science.
I started from scratch with the writing, the reading, and the speaking. I can introduce myself already, tell someone what I study, where I go. I mean, it's all coming like really fast, but it's really interesting.
Harrell started learning Arabic about a month ago and meets with her tutor each week to gauge her progress.
I was walking by an Arabic couple the other day and their car had been hit. So I actually understood that the couple was taking a picture of the car to show the police. So just knowing that already and realizing that I just understood what they said made me think wow, in the future, this is going to be so amazing, having this ability.
Mink says this is a promising sign, especially since verbal skills are the most important tools the ROTC students can acquire.
These folks aren't going to deploy to the libraries of the Middle East and sit there and go through books and shelve books. No, we want them to know how to speak the language because they're going to be interacting with people.
Sonia Shahidi is an assistant professor of Arabic who helps oversee Project Go. She says the U of A School of Middle Eastern and North African Studies is well positioned to serve the ROTC students because of its experienced staff and the summer abroad program that takes students to the Middle East.
What we're looking for is the shortest way to bring someone from no knowledge of Arabic to what is considered the intermediate range.
Shahidi explains how Project Go differs from other language studies.
We want to serve a particular group among our students. We can help them achieve better knowledge of the Arabic language and culture.
Recent protests in the Middle East over an anti-Islam video show just how complex the cultural situation is. The video, thought to be the work of an Arab-born man living in the U.S., mocked the Prophet Muhammad. Harrell says speaking Arabic will help her diffuse some of that tension when she interacts with people.
I mean, I guess my hope is that they see that I took the time, to learn their language and culture, and that I want to make sure that they're getting the best things that they can. The situation's as comfortable for them as we can make it, and that I'm honestly trying to make their situation as good as I can.
Mink, the program coordinator, says initiatives like Project Go will remain vital to the U.S. military.
The Middle East will continue to be an area of the world that is, for better or worse, involved in the U.S., in our politics. And we had an ambassador in Benghazi killed. We had Marines sent to the embassy in Benghazi. It simply will continue to be a very important area for our officers.
Some of those officers may be the ROTC students studying Arabic in Tucson now. I'm Amir Taleb, Arizona Public Media.